Somewhere over the rainbow, a beautiful neuroimaging technique. In the late 18th, researchers discovered a technique to stain neurons black, called the Golgi method after its inventor Camillo Golgi, an Italian physician and scientist. It allowed us to discover a number of new facts about the organization of the nervous system and gave rise to the neuron doctrine. The concept that the nervous system is made up of discrete individual cells, but the same way forms evolved from black and white to the explosion of color we now have in movies, neuroimaging techniques have largely improved. One of the most beautiful ones is the rainbow method. From black to rainbow. The rainbow technique was developed by a team of researchers at Harvard University in 2007 to improve over traditional neuroimaging techniques such as the Golgi method, which presents limitations to researchers in their ability to visualize the complex architecture of neural circuits in the brain. How does it work? First, researchers created a gene which could be recombined in various arrangements to express one of four different colors. Then, multiplied copies of this gene were inserted in the genome of mice or other species, resulting in the random expression of various color radius. The result was the neurons being a variety of different hues. Let's say a given neuron ended with a mixture of red and blue. The end result would be a shade of purple. In this illustration by Lawson Coates from Duke University, you can clearly see how it works. When art meets science. The results are striking, but the rainbow method has limitations. First, the process breeding several strains of transgenic animals from embryonic stem cells is extremely time-consuming. So the researchers need to plan the experiments well in advance. More importantly, due to the random nature in this expression of this gene, researchers are currently unable to precisely control the labeling process, which makes it very hard to identify specific neurons. They get a good idea of what the circuit looks like, but not exactly which class of cell its neuron belongs to. But this may be possible in the future, in the words of Professor Bill Harris, artist and neuroscientist. This image highlights the future of neuroscience using different classes of cells color-coded. There is no available technique to do this now, but is not far off considering the advances that have been made with rainbow mice.